Part 2. In this part, you will hear three short talks. After each talk, you will hear six questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to an instructor in a mindfulness class.
Hello, and welcome to our first mindfulness session. Before we get started, can I just check you've all turned off your phones and removed any fitness trackers or other electronic devices that could start beeping? They'll be quite safe on the table over there. As essential as these devices are, they can be a huge distraction, especially when you're trying to meditate. Okay, let's get comfortable. I see a couple of you have adopted the typical leg-crossed yoga meditation pose, but any position that comes naturally will do, as long as your head, neck, and back are aligned. Very good. But no slouching. Get comfortable. I'd rather you didn't change your pose once the session's underway. Every class will begin with 5 minutes of deep breathing to prepare you to enter a meditative state. Mastering this takes time and practice. If you've done yoga in the past, you're bound to find it easier. Don't be hard on yourselves if you can't quite get it right today. It's only our first session. We're going to be meeting twice a week, and I hope you can make all the sessions. It will really help you make headway, not only with the breathing techniques, but with the meditation exercises we'll be trying out. Now, as we proceed, don't worry if your mind wanders. That's perfectly natural. With practice, you'll learn how to bring your attention back. So, close your eyes. Gently, though. Don't squeeze them shut. The same applies to your jaw. I can see some of you are clenching your neck muscles. Try and release the tension there. Allow your mouth to open just slightly. That should help. Good. Now, breathe in slowly through your nose.
Number 21. Why does the speaker mention fitness trackers? Number 22. What advice does the speaker give when the group sits down? Number 23. What does the speaker say about the first day? Number 24. Why does the speaker say they should attend every session? Number 25. What mistake do some of the class make? Number 26. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Get comfortable. I'd rather you didn't change your pose once the session's underway."
Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to part of a student council meeting.
First, some news on the peer mentoring program we're hoping to implement next semester. I met with Mr. Bell on Tuesday, and he was very receptive, so it looks like we'll definitely be getting the go-ahead. Our next move is to put together a proposal spelling everything out and addressing a couple of concerns he had. He wants that on his desk as soon as possible, so I'll work on that with Liz this week. Now, what else? It's been officially confirmed that Ocean High will be hosting this year's county chess tournament. The rumors were true for once. Our main priority right now is getting the auditorium or any other viable alternative reserved. I propose setting up a separate committee to handle the rest of the preparations, headed by one of us, of course. I bet some of the chess club, those who aren't competing, would be willing to sit on it. Okay, normally, Mark would fill us in on the fundraiser, but he's not feeling well, so let's see what he's sent me. Wow, the total as of Monday was $4,650. Imagine the supplies we can buy for the animal shelter with that. Oh, hang on. The takings from yesterday's bake sale haven't been counted up yet. I wonder how much it'll be when they've been added. We'll have to wait and see. One last item. The yearbook committee has really fallen behind. Yeah, you've guessed it. They want us to pitch in. Look, I know it's not ideal, but just think how it'll look if the yearbook's not ready on time. It's just a case of each of us putting in a few hours to lend a hand with page layout and stuff. So what do you think?
Number 27. What has the school principal requested? Number 28. What does the speaker imply about the tournament? Number 29. Who will probably make most of the arrangements for the tournament? Number 30. What most likely happened yesterday? Number 31. Why does the speaker mention the yearbook? Number 32. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"They want us to pitch in"?
Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to an HR manager talking to the department managers.
We can probably squeeze in a few more people. Oh, I guess there are only two more chairs. We'll have another session if necessary. Everyone settled? Great. Thank you all for coming on such short notice. As you know, we are currently in the process of hiring an unusually large number of new people. From next week, you'll see quite an influx. And although you don't have a lot of time to prepare, we think it's important for you to learn about the changes we've made to our onboarding process and why. First of all, I want to make sure you are all familiar with the term onboarding. The goal of our onboarding program is to familiarize all of our new employees with our corporate culture and to integrate them socially too. It's not only to show them what we do. In the past, we had a training week, and that was that. Now, why are we switching focus? We all know how hard it is to recruit talented people, and it can be even tougher to retain them. Research shows that onboarding programs can increase retention by up to 80%. Not only that, a good program can improve productivity by over 70%. Sound too good to be true? Well, we have already seen an increase in retention since we started our new onboarding program 6 months ago. So how can you help us integrate new employees in the coming weeks? Jen is going to run through a PowerPoint with you, and there are further details for each department in the folder you've been given. But one thing I would like to ask is that you make sure your new employees are available for all training sessions and meetings with the HR department.
Number 33. Why does the speaker mention the possibility of another session? Number 34. What does the speaker imply about the meeting? Number 35. What does the speaker say will happen soon? Number 36. What does the speaker say about training in the past? Number 37. What benefit of onboarding does she emphasize? Number 38. What does the HR manager ask the department heads to do? End of part 2.